This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A strong report on the economy released this morning by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens with more on the August jobs report.
Not only did the economy add 201,000 new jobs in August, but according to Eleni Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the average pay rate for workers also increased.
Total non-farm payroll employment increased by 201,000 in August, and the unemployment rate was unchanged at 3.9%. Over the year, average hourly earnings increased 2.9%, the highest since June 2009.
I'm John Clemens.
The final day of Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation hearing is underway. Today's session in the Senate Judiciary Committee features witnesses testifying for and against President Trump's Supreme Court nominee. And this is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're an entrepreneur or a small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. It's an all-cash business, no insurance. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You'll have to invest a few dollars. Contact them today to find out if you qualify. To see if your area is available, call 800-235-1462. That's 800-235-1462.
Senate Democrat Cory Booker, who sits on the judiciary panel, saying he knowingly violated Senate rules yesterday in releasing confidential documents involving the Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh. Booker saying during day three of the hearing,
I'm going to release the email about racial profiling, and I understand that the penalty comes with potential ousting from the Senate.
But Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas later said that all of the drama was for nothing because the documents regarding racial profiling were actually already cleared for release. Cornyn saying that Booker was just trying to make a name for himself because he's running for president. Tropical storm Florence is still inching closer to the United States. It had been a hurricane, but Florence lost a lot of strength yesterday and was downgraded. Forecasters now believe it will regain strength over the next few days and could threaten the eastern U.S. as a hurricane next week. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
More now on President Trump's campaign-style rally last night.
The people of Montana love our country so much. They honor our values, and you always respect our great American flag. You see what's happened.
President Trump holds a MAGA Make America Great Again rally in Billings, Montana, campaigning for the Republican candidate there. The president talking about the economy, saying unemployment at an all-time low.
We have the best market is at record highs. Unemployment is at historic lows. And more Americans are working today than ever, ever, ever before.
During his remarks, the president also mentioning Brett Kavanaugh, his Supreme Court nominee.
And he's doing really well. But do you believe the anger and the meanness on the other side?
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
And the CDC now warning middle-aged Americans to take care of their hearts as a new federal report finds heart attacks as well as stroke, heart failure, and other cardiovascular conditions led to over 2 million hospital visits last year and over 400,000 fatalities. The report says a large number of those patients are middle-aged adults between 35 and 64. And at a press briefing, they said middle age can be a ticking time bomb when it comes to heart disease. For USA Radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And if you're so inclined, we always love to hear from you. Drop me an email, and it comes to me direct, NSA approved, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Dr. Everett Piper joins us now, the best-selling author and president of Oklahoma Wesleyan University, a top leader in American social and political issues. Dr. Piper, good to have you back. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, and thanks again for having me on.
Well, good to have you here to talk about your best-selling book, Not a Daycare, The Devastating Consequences of Abandoning Truth. But more specifically, I wanted to discuss your Washington Times op-ed. And it wasn't done by anonymous. It actually had your name on it, which is, I guess, quite novel these days in the journalistic equation of the matter. So thank you for doing that. But the call is so critical and important, and that is that you're calling out liberal nonsense, which is on parade, and it is a time for people of faith, particularly, to stand up against it.
Well, you can hardly even listen to a radio show. You watch TV, Google your news, follow Twitter, and you see the duplicity of the left, the hypocrisy of the left. You see those people who say they decry the intolerance of those that they can't tolerate, that they hate hateful people. They say they're sure that nothing is sure. They're absolutely confident there are no absolutes, and that they know that nothing can be known. Every time they open their mouth, they criticize Judge Kavanaugh for being an activist without even recognizing their own activism while they criticize him for
exactly.
being an activist. It's like they're sitting on this branch. They're sawing away at this rhetorical branch upon which they sit, and they don't hear it creaking and cracking as it's ready to come tumbling down. It's the self-refuting duplicity of the left. They can't open their mouth without demonstrating the fact that they're hypocrites.
Mm-hmm. Well, the wisest man to walk the earth, Solomon himself, said there's nothing new under the sun. So what they're doing is what has always been the case when men begin to see things according to their own eyes. Is it not true?
Well, absolutely. In fact, I'd go back to the original sin. Mm-hmm. When we read it in Genesis, we hear that God told Adam and Eve they could do anything in the garden. They could eat of the fruit of any tree in the garden except for that one over there, that one that's called the knowledge of good and evil. Don't eat the fruit of that tree. Well, why would God tell us that? You would think he'd want us to eat the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and he'd want us to know what's good and evil. Well, we hear the answer to this particular situation in the words of Satan himself. When he approaches Eve and he says, now, God knows that if you eat the fruit of that tree, that you will become as God.
God,
and you will know what's good and evil. You will be able to define what's right and wrong. And that's what we see, and that's what you're referring to right now. We abandon truth, the measuring rod outside of those things being measured, and we rise up like Narcissus, gaze at our image in the mirror, and we love the God we see in the mirror rather than the one we find in the Bible. We declare ourselves to be as God, and we can start defining everything to the point where everything we do is hypocritical and self-refuting at every turn.
And that is the starting point, exactly. And then there you go, into phases, and we're in that cycle that Judges addresses quite clearly. And so here America finds itself, as a result of abandoning God, seeing things according to their own eyes. And boy, it's just a wonderful world, isn't it?
Well, and I just wrote another article for the Washington Times. It'll come out this Sunday. And I'm talking about this criticism from the former president of Chicago Theological Seminary, who's a progressive leftist, and she's decrying Judge Kavanaugh as being an activist. Mm-hmm. And again, she exposes her own activism in accusing Judge Kavanaugh of being an activist. And I'm basically calling this duplicity out, and I'm suggesting we need to stop this. And the basis for her claim is that Kavanaugh doesn't recognize that the Constitution is a living document rather than a static, immutable, unchangeable truth. Well, frankly, you have no freedom without the senses of that static, unchangeable, immutable truth. And if the Constitution is nothing but a living, fluid document that ebbs and flows with power and the opinions of people like this particular professor, then you've got a problem. And even Martin Luther King Jr. acknowledges this in his letter from the Birmingham Herald, where he tells us that the only valid laws are those that are grounded in what? Natural law, God's unchangeable law. That's the standard for justice.
Exactly. Well, and even our former president, Barack Obama, said the Constitution was elastic. So we're back to that question. Speaking of questions that were heard out of the Garden of Eden, did God really say? And in this particular case, did our founding fathers really say?
Absolutely. If you can take the scriptures and make them fluid and flexible, elastic, if they're nothing but living, fluid things that are like the shifting sands of culture, then power wins at the end of the day. In fact, David Horowitz, in his book Left Illusions, talks about what led him to convert, if you will, from being a leftist with the Black Panthers to a conservative talking head. And he says it's this very issue. He woke up one day and realized that his worldview, this fluid, elastic worldview of man, would lead to nothing but, quote-unquote, the rule of the gang.
Yes.
The gang would prevail with power at the end of the day rather than the principles of freedom.
And, of course, we are warned in the book of Isaiah, woe and woe. You know, whenever you see woe, you don't see woe that often. But when you do, it comes screaming out of the Bible at us. That when you come to that period of time when evil is called good, good is called evil, sweet, sour, sour, sweet, are we not there right now?
Everything's upside down. Yeah. Exactly. Isaiah was prophetic, and we see this in the words of Chesterton and Lewis. We see it in Tolkien. We see it in our constitutional authors, the forefathers. They understood what Chesterton, I'll go back to him one more time, said, if you want to be free, build a fence.
Yes.
You have no freedom outside the boundaries of God's fence. If you want liberty, acknowledge the law. And he was very prescient in saying this. When you get rid of the big laws, you don't get liberty. You get thousands upon thousands of little laws that rush in to fill the vacuum. And those little laws are always constructs of man rather than the freedom of those 10 simple laws, and Jesus narrows it down to 2, that we can have within those simple laws if we just would acknowledge that God's God and we are not.
Interesting that here we are, Dr. Piper. You know, you speaking of walls, you know, these boundaries of protection. And, of course, ever since Donald Trump ran for office, the focus has been on the wall. But, you know, time and again, you read in the Bible how God has established a wall. We pray for the walls of safety around Israel, around Jerusalem. And yet people, because they're unhinged right now, cannot understand why we need a wall around the border of this country. It's for the safety of its citizens.
And it's for the freedom of the citizen. There
yes.
will be no, there will be no freedom within the United States if there is no wall, no fence. You have no liberty within the United States if you don't understand the law, the Constitution, and the scriptures that serve as the foundation for that.
And to this point, Dr. Piper, and this is one of the things that I've been struggling with, is the loss of understanding of Americans about our liberties. That with each abandonment and embrace of, bigger government, our liberties seem to be erased, ever so subtly.
It goes back to education. Terrible education gets terrible consequences. Students aren't taught about the Constitution or the constitutional liberties we should enjoy.
Well, it's not a daycare. This is what happens when you abandon truth. Dr. Everett Piper is with us. Our conversation with Dr. Piper continues right after the break. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Bill Martinez.
Let your body bug catch that old mouse.
and 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and, you know, you think about our culture today. You know, what we're seeing on display and the Kavanaugh hearings, the era of fake news, the social media giants, how they're trying to control us, bigger government, you know, fighting against, you know, the pressures to make it smaller and to make it practical. Well, Dr. Everett Piper, best-selling author, continues with us, but I want to read the opening of his op-ed that he presented last week. He says, it's 1984, we're living in schizophrenic times, Dixian times, Orwellian times, the best of times, but yet the worst. Times where we demand the truth while reveling in our lies. Times of great material gain, but times of even greater moral loss. Times of monetary advancement, yet times of shocking mental decline. Times of the pathology of the intellect and the reprobate mind. Times of calling good evil, evil good, bitter sweet, and sweet bitter. Times of the tolerant not tolerating what they find intolerable. Wow, that is absolutely brilliant, Dr. Piper. I you know, that just says what it is.
Well, again, you sometimes you just have to laugh at the lunacy,
right?
Because you can't even make this stuff up.
Right.
When you see Candace Owens, and I cite this in the article that you just read, when you see Candace Owens, a black woman, being heckled out of a restaurant by a bunch of white students who are chanting white supremacy, when you see Dennis Prager and Ben Shapiro being protested off of campuses by those who claim to be against ghettos and racism,
right.
Shapiro and Dennis Prager being conservative too. So you see the world upside down. You see the fascism of those who claim to be for freedom. You see the university, you see Cal Berkeley, that fancies itself as the birthplace of the free speech movement, silencing the free speech of those they disagree with. And I wrote an op-ed on that, too, where I said, no, you're not the birthplace of the free speech movement. Berkeley, excuse me, is not the birthplace of free speech. Bethlehem is, because it's in Christ's words that we are liberated. He said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And the lunacy of the left right now just exposes their lie and shows us that the conservation of God's time-tested truths that have endured the test of time throughout the course of history are the true context for liberty and freedom. You don't have academic freedom at Berkeley right now. What you're exposed to and controlled by is ideological fascism. You must submit, you must comply, you must be one of them, you must agree with them, and if you don't, you're verboten, you're expelled, you're unwelcome. I've got news for those folks. That's not freedom, that's fascism.
And that's really where we are. We are at the intersection of liberty or enslavement. And liberty, as you said, you know, came from Bethlehem. It was a gift from God. Even our founding fathers admitted that it wasn't man-made or man-given. It is a natural law that is God-given so that it would not be taken away. So if it's not being taken away, basically what it is that we're surrendering our own freedoms, are we not?
And we're surrendering it, excuse me, through terrible education and, frankly, very poor parenting. We've got parents that worship their children rather than worship God. They let their kids tell them what values the family will assume rather than the parents telling the kids, no, this is who we are and this is what we believe and this is how we will behave. And then we've got schools that are teaching these kids that they are the end-all and the be-all, that narcissism and self-absorption is actually a good thing rather than a bad thing. And then we sit around and we're surprised at the end of the day when we see a self-absorbed, narcissistic, and self-centered culture rather than one that understands self-evident truths.
And this is what happens when you abandon God. As you see things according to your own eyes, you think that you're just so super brilliant. And, you know, we catch ourselves in this situation that we find ourselves today, Dr. Piper. So, clearly, as we're talking here, we know the solution. What is it going to take? Do we need to get more desperate? Do we need to, you know, like somebody who's drowning, do we need to realize, first of all, that we are in peril and that we are drowning and get all the fight out of us before, you know, God once again can, you know, be the savior of our souls?
I was on a radio show yesterday, and the host was conservative, but he was an atheist. Mm. And he was very fatalistic. He thought, it's all is lost. We've all gone to hell in a handbasket. It's over.
Yeah.
And I suggested, no, it's not.
Yes.
It may be ugly between now and the end of the story, but mm-hmm. I know the end of the story.
Exactly.
And the fact of the matter is the church wins. It's the church that rescued Great Britain from the apostasy of the 1700s. It's the church and William Wilberforce that rescued the United Kingdom from the slave trade. It's the church that established orphanages. It's the church that provided freedom in Russia and China. It's the church that prevails at the end of the day. It's
exactly.
The body of Christ that will win. The truth will set us free.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because the church under attack right now, of course, with all that's been going on, the latest revelations regarding the Catholic Church and the problems that they have to deal with, which I believe is an opportunity. And I think it also portends, Dr. Piper, that God is moving once again. We know that when judgment gets underway, it always starts in the church, does it not?
Well, and here's an interesting thing. The church, as far as I'm concerned, is the only organizational entity I'm aware of that has the ability to self-reflect and to cleanse itself. It's called reformation. It's called revival. It's
exactly.
called returning to true north, because we believe there is a true north.
Right.
The church can look itself in the eye and say, you're wrong, and we need to repent.
Mm-hmm.
Now, most of the rest of the culture won't do that. In fact, I was on a panel a few years ago for the new movie, Lord Save Us From Your Followers, which was a critical review of the church for being hypocritical and judgmental. And I was the first one on the panel after the reviewing of the movie. He asked, what do you think? Because I was the token conservative in the room. And I said, well, I liked it. And then they said, they were shocked. Why? I said, because it proves once again that the church is the only organizational entity that we're aware of that can reform, that can revive, that can repent, and that can return to the truth that you all are bemoaning has been lost here.
Right. Well, the fact that something is revived demonstrates that at one point it was vived, right? it was alive. So if you're reviving, you're returning by its mere definition. Also, I rest secure in the fact that the church established by Jesus Christ, the only one that we know that is risen from the dead.
Right. And again, your point of being vived, to use your word, mm-hmm. that is going back to vitality and virtue and veritas. The church can return to what was vital, because back to what we talked about in your first segment, there's a true north, there's a fence, there's a boundary, there's a wall. It's well-defined. It's not a living, fluid thing, per se. It's a static, immutable, unchangeable thing, and that gives us a true north to guide us. Lewis once told us, if you want to get from Great Britain to America, you might want to get a map.
Yes.
In other words, don't stand there and just pontificate about how to sail the ocean. Use a map, because there are people that have gone before you that know where the sandbars are and where the dangers are. Follow the map.
Well, what stands before us today is that same crossroads that stood before people, you know, that God had chosen and said, what is before you today is life and death. And I like the rest of the answer, because before you have a chance to answer, God is quick to tell you what the right choice is, right? You want to choose life, because everything that is good and right and profitable is in, you know, is in that segment of the experience of our journey in through this whole process. It's right there in life, is it not?
You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. There is a way that seems right unto men, but the end thereof leads to death. We know the truth of Christ and the truth of Scripture will bring us freedom and lead us out of this nonsense and this bondage.
Amen. Dr. Everett Piper on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Dr. Piper.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lemon with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A strong report on the economy released this morning by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens with more on the August jobs report.
Not only did the economy add 201,000 new jobs in August, but according to Eleni Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the average pay rate for workers also increased.
Total non-farm payroll employment increased by 201,000 in August, and the unemployment rate was unchanged at 3.9%. Over the year, average hourly earnings increased 2.9%, the highest since June 2009.
I'm John Clemens.
The final day of Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation hearing is underway. Today's session in the Senate Judiciary Committee features witnesses testifying for and against President Trump's Supreme Court nominee. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez, live.
I was blinded. You gave me eyes to see. I was going under. You reached out to me. No, there's nothing you won't do to pick me up and pull me through. Every hour, 8 days a week, yeah. Your love is
America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Tom Crail joins us now, an expert in tracing black money for over 35 years, including his days at the United Nations as the sanction expert for tracking down the assets of Charles Taylor. Thomas, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, Bill. Great to be back, too.
Hey, good to be talking about, you know, your expertise. You know, let's talk about black money and how Muslim terrorists are persecuting Christians in the Middle East.
It turns my stomach every time someone says that or even think about that. But, you know, 10 months ago I was on your show. We talked about the Eva black money games and how it's being used to target these. I created the game. Mm-hmm. And for two reasons. One, to help fund the effort, and second is to really put it out on social media. It's working.
Mm-hmm.
And in about two more months, if you can squeeze me in, I'm going to have two great cases against these banks over in the Middle East that are funding the genocide of the Christians in Syria. And it's just it's going to shock everybody.
Well, summarize for our audience, because if they weren't here 10 months ago and they hear this black money concept, I want to make sure they understand what you've been doing with this.
Perfect. The website, if it helps, is blackmoneygames.com. It does describe everything, the game, the genocide, the effort we're putting forward. So it's a great reading tool. But basically, with these money movers, the money warlords, the actual trigger pullers that are committing the killings over in Syria against the Christian communities. They're funding through social media. They're using Twitter. They're using, and they've been doing this, they're using Facebook. They've been doing it for years. And then they get deposits going into these banks. The banks are over in the Middle East. They take it out in cash. They fly it into Syria, and they fund the killers of the Christians. So I'm going after the aiders and abettors, like the getaway drivers of a bank robbery. I'm going after the bank, and we're gonna expose them, and we're gonna shut them down, stop the effort, and either they join the good side or they're gonna go away.
Tom, people are hearing this effort that you're doing, and they go, "Wait a minute, you know, here you got Twitter, you know, disconnecting from Alex Jones, and you've got all the attacks on conservative viewpoints, and you have something as pernicious as black money, but yet." They're able to operate freely in the social media, you know, frontier.
Yeah, and the part that bothers me the most is the U.S. creates the technology. We're very good at being innovators.
Mm-hmm.
And then the bad guys use our technology. They used our airplanes on the 9/11 attacks.
Exactly.
They didn't have their own Air Force. And they're using our social media techniques. They're disguising it. They send out tweets for people to donate to the abandoned children. So it's a disguised effort. But the money is definitely going to the killers of the Christians.
Well, propaganda has definitely evolved over the years, no doubt, and especially with these platforms that readily are available to them. And I imagine for you, because you see this so clearly, and when Main Street America begins to see it, they're scratching their heads going, how can this be? How can this happen that these outside groups are able to utilize our U.S. Constitution? They will claim some sort of right, and yet, and there's, you know, which is beyond me. I don't understand how our government officials can, support, can support access of our freedoms and rights as citizens to non-citizens.
I know. And you're so right. And there's a couple answers. One, the war's not over on terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know it's 17 years in Afghanistan. War's not over. We have not claimed victory. Mm-hmm. We will. It's just, I think we got the right man in the White House. And he does look for alternative means, and he pushes. He really pushes our Department of Defense, the military, the intel, to think outside the box. Let's figure out another way to win this war. Let's keep doing what we're doing, but also there's got to be another option. So I think we have the right guy that can actually win these wars and defeat terrorism.
Yeah, and to your point here, what you just said is so critical in light of the midterm elections, the attack on this president that has been going on, and, you know, set aside for just a moment the economic gains that we've enjoyed here in less than 600 days under this president, but look at our national security, how it's been improved and what's happened in terms of our international standing and how we've made some inroads in combating these Muslim terrorists. Why would America want to abandon that kind of impact?
No, you can't. It's almost like with Churchill in World War II. He's the right man at the right time. So do not abandon this guy for 1 minute until the war is won. And, you know, I enjoyed watching the John McCain memorial and the funeral and all the accolades placed on him. And he's the guy that kept saying, bomb, 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 win the war. And I'm convinced that if he was still alive, he would join in on this final effort to beat the terrorism.
Yeah, I think that what's problematic, I guess, in some of this ideology and the hatred towards President Trump is, it's really targeted at President Trump. And but the problem is, Tom, what's going on is it's having ill effect on America, on Americans, I mean, so what? You don't like the president of the United States? Okay, we get that. But, you know, that aside, look at the gains that we're having. And as you say, he's the man for the job. I mean, just like, you know, London wasn't real excited about Winston Churchill, let's face it. And they couldn't wait until they got on the other side to where they could, you know, get rid of him and send him off. The same thing like, with Thatcher. Same thing with her.
I know. You're so right. And that's why I mentioned John McCain. Is everybody on the other side of the aisle, please have a John McCain moment and come together as a country and let's support this president. And the economics are great, but let's win the war on terrorism and let's help rebuild these countries.
And what's wrong with us looking at an America first, you know, kind of concept here? Because I think it's win-win all the way around, because if America is great again, you know, just even on the issue of trade, Tom, is that, you know, I look at it with the level, you know, with a level playing field, that's going to advance competition. And last time I saw competition working, I saw it as a win-win proposition for everybody involved.
You're so right. And I'll take it a step further outside of the box. When we attack these money warlords, mm-hmm. in my world, we actually get money back. Department of Justice gets a lot of money back. The civil claims that are filed, you get billions of dollars back. That money can be earmarked to rebuild the countries, the Christian communities.
Exactly.
You don't have to use U.S. funds. Mm-hmm. And that's the type of president we have right now. He thinks like that. I don't want to spend the U.S. dollars. I want to spend their money.
Exactly.
Because the damage, have them pay for it.
You know, and I'm glad you brought that up, Tom, because that's been one of my complaints, is that when, you know, the Justice Department gets a big claim, you know, I've asked other people, I go, where does that money go, you know, outside of the attorneys and everything? Oh, it just, you know, I thought, silly me, I thought maybe it went to, you know, offset some of the $21 trillion debt that we have. No, it sits there in the Justice Department. It kind of becomes this slush fund, as opposed to your point of earmarking those monies to heal the areas that need to be healed, as opposed to using the people's money.
Exactly. And that's my whole mission is, I laid it out before. I've done this in African countries. I have done it successfully in Afghanistan. And even with General Petraeus, he said, we'll earmark that money that you recover, and we'll start up the Afghan intel unit. So it can be done.
Yes, exactly. We got to go to break right now. Hold on. Thomas Creel is with us. More from him right after this.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
You're my defender. You fight for me. I will remember. You're all I need. You are my healer. My remedy. Against the power of the unknown. And I will not stand alone.
Pursuit of happiness, God-given, right? But if we don't apprehend that, you have the America that we have today and the continual loss of liberty. It's up to us, we the people. I mean, think about that, what that represents. This is what Donald Trump is doing. He's causing so much brain damage to the elites because they took the structure, the pyramid structure that we traditionally see in organizations that start at the top, right? Where you got the elites at the top, the CEO, the president of the company, and then on down to the minions, okay? What our founding fathers purposely did is they turned that triangle, that pyramid structure, upside down and put the people at top. But if people don't hold on to their position, these are positions of authority. This is what makes the country run in a manner to which it was designed to run. And that's been violated, and that's why Donald Trump is causing these elites brain damage, because they don't like being at the bottom. You know, they want to be at the top. They wanted business to continue, I say the business of our government to continue as it was, because, you know, they're making so much money because of the inefficiency of the operation. It was never designed to be a top-down. It was to be a bottom-up, but turned upside down with we the people at the top. This is adding to the problem, but we'll set that aside for a moment. We're going to get back into our conversation with Thomas Creel, an expert in tracing black money for over 35 years. Thomas, talk about the whole idea of follow the money. As you follow it, you start seeing all these black operations that are happening not only in this country, but certainly in the Middle East, and what its end game does in terms of persecuting Christians and doing away with governments that malserve the people.
And what you just said perfectly ties in with what I'm with my action steps as well. Mm-hmm. It's the wartime entrepreneurs. Tons of people out there make huge amounts of money, billions of dollars, when there's war, when there's conflict. And I, when I was at the UN, one of my targets was Victor Boot. Victor Boot is in jail right now, but He had 300 planes delivering war supplies, bullets, and all around the world, even Iraq, when we were in Iraq, he was delivering on behalf of our government. But he is a bad guy. He's in jail. And when you hear about draining the swamp, the swamp is also around the world.
Exactly.
And one of my missions is to drain this wartime entrepreneur swamp.
Well, when you have bad players like this, evil people that go into countries and drain their resources and redirect those resources for ill-gotten gain and for evil reasons, I mean, you see this loud and clear. America is busy about trying to support its family. Occasionally we might hear about it in the news, but we need to realize that it is that pervasive and that pernicious, is it not?
Oh, it's huge. I think the World Bank did a study and estimated that about $325 billion is stolen every year or diverted. So $300 billion. They estimated to rebuild Syria would cost $100 billion. Mm. There you go. There's your source.
Right. That is amazing. So when we hear about, as you've been following this, and, you know, again, the resources, including, you know, elephant tusk poaching and what that means and why, you know, people do that, which they get rewarded for. And unfortunately, the system is such that we're rewarding a lot of bad behavior.
And but there is a way to stop it. I mean, if you attack the data points along this illicit chain of commerce, it can be stopped. And you take money away from these people, they will change behavior. And I go back to my main focus over the next few months, and November is going to be a big rollout, probably the middle. It's to rebuild the Christian communities in Syria, which may cost $10 billion. But we're going to take the money from the bad guys and the middlemen, the banks. They're going to pay for it. Those are our claims.
Tom, how's that going to happen practically? I mean, you've got ISIS, you have the Assad government, you've got Russia, you've got other interest groups all pulling at these resources. How do we get in front of the line to rebuild these Christian communities?
It's so easy. It's not so easy. I shouldn't say that. I mean, there is. It is.
I almost fell off the chair for just a moment. I go, whoa, okay, all right.
Well, the logic, I guess, is simple to understand, at least for me. Maybe I've been doing it too long. But these money warlords, they're right in the middle, and they move a huge amount of money. You take their money. I took $70 million from an Afghan from his bank account. And I remember General Petraeus asking me, well, how do you know he's guilty? I said, it's an Afghan with $70 million in his bank account. That says it all. So as soon as I seized that money, he started calling me, Hikmatullah Shachman. He called me 10 times a day, negotiating. I want some of my money. What do you need? Do you want information? I'll give you. So as soon as you take the money, you negotiate. But we can then take that money that we seized and put it to good things and negotiate for more information.
Exactly. Well, I imagine General Petraeus going, wait, you know, and probably when you broke it down to him, that simplistically, he's probably thinking, yeah, why didn't I think about that?
Yeah, they said, keep going, do more.
Yeah. Well, we got a couple more minutes here, and I wanted to get yours, because you're following the money here. And, you know, what's going on, you know, within our government and with Paul Manafort, it's about the flow of money. Tell us, what do you see with Paul Manafort? What's happened here? Because people are really confused. I think what they're seeing is that, you know, the Mueller team is going after Manafort because they can't quite get Trump. So, hey, we'll get Manafort. And they knew Manafort was dealing in this for many years, not just recently under this investigation of Donald Trump.
Yeah, my opinion is that I wish the Mueller investigation would have gone after everybody, whoever, you know, the Democratic side, the Republican side, independents, foreigners, whoever. Fix the problem. Identify it. Let's see if there was collusion. If there was, let's fix the social media problem. But he had the opportunity to put a spotlight on all the things that were going wrong, no matter what party you were representing. So that's, I wish you would have done that. I hope it still gets done.
Well, I agree with you. It seems that it is so Trump-focused, and going along with, you know, Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and what's been exposed about the FBI right. and the Justice Department, that it is unfortunate. But I'm like you and many Americans who say, well, look, we should look at this holistically if we're really serious about, you know, doing something about the meddling, you know, and we're realizing, and I think we even realized early on, it's more than the Russians. Right now, we got Russian phobia, so everything's focused on Vladimir Putin. But it's far more extensive than that, especially with the recent announcement about, you know, North Korea meddling and what they did in terms of breaking into, you know, Sony's files and things like that that was just announced today. So, you know, let's not be silly. It's much more pervasive. And, oh, yeah, by the way, you know, going back to what we talked earlier, America itself has been part and parcel with interference in other governments and their political process, right?
I know. It shouldn't come as a surprise that other countries are trying to influence our elections. But we shouldn't be naive in thinking that doesn't happen. It does happen. But let's fix the problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so, yes, I mean, as you say, there's plenty to go around here, and I think that's the compromised or loss of confidence in the Mueller probe, is that it seems to be so focused into delegitimizing, you know, President Trump. That's not what we want. What we want is an answer to the problem. Let's identify how bad the meddling was, what are we going to do to solve it, and not only was it foreign, but there was domestic meddling, as we're realizing. They came out of, you know, a party, the Democratic Party, let's be just upfront about it, and Hillary Clinton, that they manipulated, you know, they were manipulating the votes. They manipulated their own party with superdelegates and all this other stuff.
Right.
I mean, let's take a total look at this and assessment to say, okay, if we're really earnest about saying, hey, we really don't want this to happen again.
And be transparent.
Yeah,
this doesn't have to be a hidden process. Let's report it. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're okay. I mean, we as a country and the people, we're very good with this.
We can't handle the truth, right? We can't handle the truth.
Right.
Yes,
exactly. Well put.
Yeah, you get off this Jack Nicholson thing that we can't handle. We can handle it. We're big boys and girls. And this is the problem. See, it's like even dealing with your own kids, Tom. You know when your kids lie to you? You know, they didn't take, you know, I didn't get the cookie, you know, but you got crumbs on your face. Well, you know, but I didn't get the cookie. I don't know how that ended up there. But, you know they're lying to you. It just makes it uncomfortable. But when you know the truth, then you go, okay, all right, now you can kind of rest assured you can solve the problem and move on. I mean, I don't, you know, whether it's the JFK assassination, you know, 9/11, whatever other deceptions and things that have been compromised in the name of truth. I mean, the reason that they're sticklers and we keep coming back to it is because we don't have all the facts and there hasn't been transparency.
Right. I traced the money in Afghanistan from the U.S. Treasury, and it was going into the bad hands, the Haqqani network, the terrorists. It was going to the Taliban. And I got some people that would tell me, oh, please don't tell anyone that, you know, that's bad news and that's going to create such a chaos. And I said, no, let's throw it out there and let's fix it.
Right. I'd be curious to find out. You know, maybe next time you come back, Tom, we're gonna ask about that $1 billion-plus dollars that went to Iran. I'm sure you tracked that as well. Tom Krail has been our guest, and we've got more from Tom, I tell you, in the coming months. And, of course, we're waiting for the big news you've got to share with us, too, Tom.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.